Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We'll just, as you, if you're familiar with the podcast, you know, we jump all around and very similar to our radio show, which we've been doing for 20 years. So, in fact, we still screw up and say, welcome back. And like you've tuned in and out, like there's a commercial break, but that's what happens after 20 years of radio. I have no idea where to start. We can talk about Cuomo, we can talk about Joe Biden. We could talk about Trump. Trump has, you know, it's amazing. First of all, let's talk about Trump and COVID, because I've been saying this for a long time. If we were the, if we created the message or developed the message for the Republican Party, this COVID thing would be over, because high case count, low deaths. Mm-hmm. High case count, low deaths. Now, we were talking that, Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle were talking about that a month into this.
Yeah.
I have no idea why the Republican Party continues to kiss the ass of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party, right?
The mainstream media has lost it, Mike. The difference between, so Trump leaves the hospital yesterday, the same day as Biden is in Florida holding a town hall meeting, which NBC set up for him, right?
Yeah.
MSNBC was there. The coverage of how they covered Biden's event was, well, they've got people being tested on the way in. They've got rapid tests. Everyone's wearing a mask. They're doing temperature checks. It's outside. Didn't all those exact same things apply to the Rose Garden, basically?
They all went into a bubble, right? First of all, none of that should be happening right now, right? The Republican Party, the spineless Republican Party, allowed the mainstream media and the Democrats to run over them with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We have been saying for months, high count. Lots of people are going to catch this. Very low death rate. High count, very low death rate. What that means is you go back to living your normal lives and you allow it to burn itself out. Had we done that from the get-go like Sweden did, mm-hmm. we'd be back having beers at the bar with our buddies. And guess what? Nobody additionally would have died. Don't tell me that. That's not what's happening. The people that are dying of COVID would have died anyways. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds terrible. They would have. That's the truth. Yep. They would have died anyways.
And all we've done with conditions. All we've done with masking and hiding is just prolong is all we've done. We've said that from the get-go, is that we're not going to see the big spike. We're just going to see it longer. You just nailed it, though, and I think Trump now has the right message, Mike, because that's exactly what he said. He came out and he stood on the steps of the White House and said, this is not something to be feared. I've got over it. You can get over it, too.
Yep.
We got the best medicines in the world.
Yep.
And the media just... Meanwhile, they're fawning over Joe Biden. Joe Biden, they finally let Joe Biden out of the basement. He makes the probably... Honestly, some of the worst gaffes I have ever heard him make yesterday. And yet the media doesn't even cover it.
No.
Joy Reid on MSNBC is calling President Trump Mussolini. Now, keep in mind that Obama did not allow any press reporters to take photographs. No press photographers almost at all of Obama. Every photograph you see of Obama was carefully staged and only by the White House paid photographer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this for 8 years, how staged and crafted Obama was.
Yeah.
Never did press conferences, never talked to the media, never allowed reporters to ask him questions, never allowed reporters to take photographs, candidly or uncandid, whatever. You know, it was, everything was crafted. And now Biden is like the ultimate Hollywood candidate.
Yeah.
He can barely keep his breath.
Well, he didn't come out of his basement for 3 months.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
But the coverage difference. Let me play this clip of Biden.
is Joe's got the mask like wrapped around his head now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's still underneath his nose.
Right, so, exactly. He's not even wearing it right.
There's nobody around. There's nobody within 20 feet of him, and he's still got the mask on. Like, but I would say this, again, you spineless Republicans continue to fall right into their hands with this stuff, right? Months ago, when we were told, look, the only reason we need to live like this is so we don't overwhelm the healthcare system. From that point on, every single Republican leader should have said, we did not overwhelm the healthcare system.
Right.
Let's get back to normal.
Now, when you said this the other day, and we've been saying this all along, and they're right, that you never hear about the death count anymore. It's mm-hmm. never about the – it's always about the number of cases,
And we're going to talk – kids have the flu,
yeah.
And it's so deadly, they don't even know they actually
right.
have it.
Nobody – so Cuomo's talking about closing New York City again. We'll talk yeah. about that.
Good luck
and
with that, by the way.
In one day, by the way.
Good luck
he comes out, tomorrow, no yeah. schools and – these schools in hot zones, it's
well,
not a matter of when,
worse.
It's a matter of if. I mean, it's a joke. We'll talk
De Blasio
about that.
Is even worse, Clay. He is a monster. He is a
oh,
monster.
Yeah, yeah he
and
really
many
is.
Of
he
you, by
no
the way,
idea. He's a communist. He's a communist, what he
total
is.
Total communist.
Right?
And by the way, many of you in New York City deserve all this. You really do. Deserve all this. The problem is that geographically, geographically, New York is a very conservative state, believe it or not.
Yeah.
When you look at New York,
well, so is the country.
There's a lot of conservative people that don't deserve this type of destruction, right?
Yeah.
Illegal cinemas, by the way. You see them?
Yeah.
They blame New York City. They're done.
Yeah.
All these cinemas across the
New
country.
New York and California. So, like, if we can't open New York and California, it's a huge part of our market.
You can protest. You can go to John Lewis's funeral and not wear a mask and social distance and do whatever you want. But if you go get caught in a cinema, shame on you.
If you walk,
you're killing grandma.
If you walk from the hostess station to your table.
Yeah.
Right?
But again, how many conservative Republicans are just, I mean, if you and I opened up a cinema, it'd be open. It would be screw you, we're open.
Well,
let's
I got to tell you, it's a nice breath of fresh air when you spend some time in Florida. You know, and obviously, we both go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
But you're down here, and you got Governor DeSantis who comes out and says, executive order,
it's over.
No mask mandate, right?
Yep.
No fines anymore. You townships, if you think you're going to go and find these restaurants, these businesses have been through enough.
Yep.
They need to recover.
Yeah.
They're doing the best that they can.
Yeah,
yes, if there's flagrant violations of things, of course we're going to have to take a look at it. But, you know, he's doing the right thing.
The national media, going, oh, my God. The death count is up in Florida. Yeah, it went from 2 to 4.
Right,
it went
it's a
from
joke.
2 to 4. And by the way, all 4 of those people would have died anyways.
Right,
nobody
exactly.
is dying of COVID unless they're already sick with pre-existing conditions.
Or getting a head-on car crash.
There's not 17-year-olds that walk into college and go, oh my God, I got COVID, I can't breathe.
No.
It's not happening.
No, it's
right?
not. It's terrible for those that are elderly, for sure. Like if you're over 80, if you've got a compromised immune system,
flu,
if you're obese.
Then, so is
the flu, absolutely.
I had pneumonia. I say so.
No
I had pneumonia a bunch. When I was 16, I had pneumonia. I remember falling asleep in class my senior year.
Brutal.
And it was brutal.
Well, this is kind of similar, right? This is a similar, I guess not more contagious, right?
But nobody shut the economy down.
No, of course not. We didn't shut the economy down for the swine flu. We didn't shut it down. Mike, back in the 60s, they had a similar H1N1 or whatever it was back then, a similar COVID, some sort of COVID, SARS, whatever back then. They still did Woodstock. They didn't even think nothing of it. Like, wow, some people are going to die. We're doing Woodstock. We have a good time. Peace and love. So let me play a couple of things of Biden here. He's out there. They let him out of the basement. They've been shutting off his campaign every day at 9 o'clock in the morning. They put a lid on at 9 o'clock. Nope, don't work questions. We're done. 9 o'clock in the morning. And here's why. Because every time he opens his mouth and says something, it's more obscene or insulting than the last comment.
Yeah.
Here he is talking about why he was able to stay home because black women were putting the groceries on the shelves for him. This is what he thinks about the black folks in America and what their capabilities are. Not a Condoleezza Rice, not a Secretary of State, right?
Yeah.
Not any of these politicians that are doing wonderful things in Colorado or Carolina
Baltimore,
or whatever.
Baltimore. How about Kim and
Baltimore, right? Kim Klasick, right?
You know, she's a champion, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of examples.
How about
picks Candace the one.
Owens,
Candace
by the way.
Owens, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah,
not stocking the shelves, by the way, Joe, at your local grocery store. He's just so insulting. Here's Joe just rambling on with the mask on, by the way. You're all by yourself. Nobody nobody can hear you.
Maybe that's on purpose.
Maybe. Maybe. Could be any worse, right?
Can you imagine if Trump said that? Black women are stacking their shelves for us.
Let me play these next two clips. And if Trump said either of these things, and then we'll talk, and then we'll play some of the media clips about how they're absolutely just freaking out. It's unbelievable. Here's Biden on Biden. What happened?
Biden on Biden.
Why is this not? Well, I got the wrong thing up. That's why. Duh.
We have right now than I've ever been in my whole career. And you say, well, why in the hell would you say that, Biden?
Just ran here.
All these difficulties. Well, I'll tell you why. Because the American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer.
Yeah, I'll say.
They've seen, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Yeah. Honest to God, not a single media outlet touched that.
My God, could you imagine?
Unbelievable.
I mean, Trump should really do a spoof and say the same
thing.
Honest to
God. I would love to see Trump do a press conference and just do Joe Biden imitation. I think that'd be hilarious. Here's what Joe Biden has said in the last 48 hours, and here's what you didn't cover in the mainstream media, right? That's what he would do. Yeah. Let me play this other. This is even
genius,
worse, though.
By the way,
this is even worse. This right here, Mike, tops the whole thing. Now, mind you, these girls that he's referencing are, I don't know, somewhere between the years of maybe 8 and 10, maybe. This guy has got some serious, serious issues, and nobody calls him out on it. Nobody.
No, they hate Trump so much, and they don't know why. Right?
This guy, if Joe Biden gets the virus, he's done. If Joe Biden gets corona, he's got I would give him, honest to God, not that I wish bad on anybody, he's probably got a 50-50 shot of surviving. Walking to the podium, Mike.
To be honest with you, I know he's – but here's the thing. Actually look at the virus right now, nobody is dying unless you're already on your deathbed with this thing.
I actually think
with the right medication, which they know now, right? The problem was in the beginning the virus was tougher at first. It's mutated itself out. Number one. Number two, they were treating everybody with ventilators, and now we realize that's not
right.
In fact, it did more damage than good. Now we know that there's a few cocktail drugs that we can put in front of you. And even, you know, that one doctor who I think she was out of Chicago. She treated 351 patients, and she said, I had cancer patients.
Yeah.
I had people with all kinds of pre-existing conditions. I was treating them with hydroxychloroquine, and every single one of them were fine.
We're seeing that now,
right? We're seeing Trump walk in. He takes his cocktail. He moves out. And
Trump is strong. Trump's sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night. He's working 14-hour days.
But here's the thing. Well, the way I would like to phrase it is, if Biden gets the flu,
if Biden gets the flu, he's probably not going to survive that either.
We're all acting like the only thing people are dying of is COVID, right?
No.
If somebody gets COVID, oh my God, they're going to die. No. If Joe gets pneumonia, if Joe gets bronchitis, right?
Yeah.
If Joe gets the flu, his system is weak. I think
the difference is,
I just don't
want
to say that if he gets COVID, because
the misconception
out there and the information needs to change out there, that if you get COVID, there's a 99.9% chance you'll be fine unless you're on your deathbed already.
But the difference,
just like the normal flu, you'll probably be dead.
But the difference is this spreads way more. I mean, that's the big difference with this, right? COVID is way more spreadable than the flu is, and certainly more spreadable than the pneumonia doesn't wipe through a cocktail party and a bar,
like
COVID does.
Yeah, but here's the
thing. So he's much more likely to get COVID than he has pneumonia, I would say.
Maybe. Here's the thing. We've never tested like this with the normal flu, right? Because now what's happening is...
if you got the flu, though. I mean, normally. You've got a fever.
I don't know.
Either way, no matter what he gets, he's finished.
I was hanging out 2 years ago. We lost 80,000 people
from the flu.
80,000 people from the flu. And I hung out with my brother-in-law, Mike, all night. It was a Christmas party. We hung out all night, right? And he ended up leaving the party because he's like, I could tell, like, as the party was going on, he wasn't feeling good. He ended up leaving the party. Now, I was with him all night, right? Did I have the flu? Probably I had the flu. My body didn't react to it like his did because he left and he got sick, right?
Yeah.
But let me give you a second. If it was COVID testing, Mike would have went in. They would have said, yep, you got COVID. And who were you hanging out with? Your brother-in-law? He needs to come in here too. And there's a very high chance that if we did the testing, I would end up as one of those statistics. My wife would have ended up as one of those statistics. What happens to some people is you get the flu, and I just, right. my body just says, I've already recognized this before, right? So doing this crazy testing, and now it's all about, oh, he tested for it.
Right. Well that's the problem. I think the misconception, though, is that, like, if you get the flu, let's say you get some virus in your system, right? If it's not enough of the virus, then your body can easily handle it, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with COVID, by the way. So if you get a little bit of COVID, if you're only in proximity with somebody for a minute or two, and you get your body is able to fight that off, right?
Less than 10,
and you're not golfing, you're fine. Yeah. But, you know, your body's able to fight that off, right? So I think the difference here, though, you're right, is that everybody is so paranoid about this because they've whipped up the hysteria. Right. But Biden is more likely, I would say, because of at least the transmissibility, Biden is more likely to get COVID than he is to get the flu at this point. Yeah. Because it's just the way that it's been, right? When you see these clusters of people getting it, it's just one of those viruses. And I think, by the way, by wearing masks, it's made the virus, there's been a study that came out, even more aggressive because it's tried to overcome the mask then, right? Yeah. So the virus is loading up on people. But Biden, I was going to get back to the point is, he's winded getting to the podium, Mike.
Yeah.
He gets to the podium, he's like, okay, yeah. It's good to be here. I forgot what I was going to say.
You take it into the context, Glenn, of if 2 years ago we had treated the flu like this.
Oh, no, we'd all stay in our basements. We'd be the same thing, for sure.
It would have been way worse because the CDC says we've lost about 12,000 to 13,000 people of COVID, but we actually lost 80,000 people 2 years ago of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, had they tested everybody across the country, there would have been millions and millions of people that ended up having the flu but didn't know it, right?
Right.
And if we would have scared the crap out of everybody,
think about how many people get the cold, right? They just have the common cold. They don't go in and do anything about it. Or how many people get the flu but never actually go get tested? So if they say 80,000 people, how are they even coming up with that number? Because there's been a lot of people that get the flu and they just deal with it, right?
I think it was a more accurate number because we didn't have everybody fear mongering and scaring what 2 years ago, what a doctor would do is say, what was the predominant cause of death, right?
Death is different. I'm talking just in general.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that was a more accurate number 2 years ago because they weren't forced to say COVID, right?
Well, and there was no monetary gain for it either.
Yeah,
a huge mistake.
Let's take an honest look at how these people died, and we think, you know what? It was the flu 2 years ago. Now we're saying, oh, car accident, COVID, right?
Why would they monetize that? Why in the world would any government bureaucrat ever think that it was a great idea to say, hey, the more people you have on, I never want my medical treatment monetized.
Right.
I don't want to give the doctors that conflict of interest. I mean, doctors are supposed to be independent as to how they look at things from a neutral, really a kind of a fiduciary standpoint. Like, we're fiduciaries when it comes to doing the best we can for our clients, right? Yeah, it's putting our clients' best interest first.
Right.
And in our business, we have to disclose all of our conflicts of interest, right? So if we have a securities license where we can take a commission, and we do, we have to disclose that conflict of interest when we're doing fee-based type business, right? If we own other companies, which we do, we have to disclose those conflicts of interest. So, you know, but they never disclose any of the conflict of interest with Dr. Fauci. And so, why would we incentivize something and say, if you have a COVID patient, we'll give you $25,000. I'm just making that up. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but if you're on
40.
A ventilator, we'll give even more. 40 if you're on a ventilator, right? What a mistake that is to create
50, 50,
that.
50, 50.
In the insurance agents in the world, they call that moral hazard, right?
Yeah.
You created a hazard by incentivizing the wrong behavior, right? And essentially, that's what we did. Speaking of wrong behavior, let me play this other Biden clip. Have you heard this clip about the kids where he says they're dancing?
No.
You haven't heard this clip? Oh, my God.
No. That's
They
were 8-year-old kids.
It's unbelievable. And you can't see the kids in this clip, but in the other clip, somebody has a different camera angle. You can see these kids. They're young. I mean, I don't know exactly what the age they are, but
creepy joke.
This guy,
again, I'm guessing.
Where is the media? They just cover up for this guy like there's no tomorrow. It's unbelievable. Here's Joe Biden again being Joe Biden.
Good news is, for me, I'm here. The bad news for you is I'm coming back.
Let me just stop it right there. This guy's a moron. Honest to God. Just that statement alone. I'm coming back. The good news is I'm here. I don't know. He doesn't know. The good news is I'm coming back. The bad news is
you're running for president. I think you would try to convince them that you want to be back, right?
The good news is I'm here. The bad news is I'm coming back. Now, mind you, and I'll play the next clip in a second, he's talking to a group of Cuban nationals. None of them are voting for you, Joe.
There's
not a single Cuban American in this country that's voting for socialism. Not one of them. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's right. Was he in Florida?
He's in Miami.
Miami. But he's in Miami, and he's going, hey, Nebraska, how are you?
Yeah, exactly. Here's Joe Guy being Joe. I'll replay that clip because it's just hilarious.
The good news is, for me, I'm here. The bad news for you is, I'm coming back. And I want to see these beautiful young ladies. I want to see them dancing when they're 4 years older, too.
I kid you not. What the F is the matter with him?
Come on.
Where are you, media? Come on. I mean, are you serious?
I want to see these girls dancing, right?
In 4 years. I don't care what age they are. I want to come back in 4 years and see these girls dancing. Why come back in 4 years? Is it because they're 12, Joe, now? Is that why? You've picked out the... First of all, if you're Joe Biden's handlers... Get a brain in your head and remove all children from every event that Joe
Keep
is at,
away.
Okay?
Keep
Joe away from kids. He's going to hurt somebody, okay?
Blame it on COVID.
Good Lord.
You've done everything else to blame it on COVID. Blame it on COVID. Keep the children away. That's a pretty simple tactic,
right? Keep the children out of the front row so Joe can't pick them out and sniff them.
Not even the front row. Just keep them out of the arena altogether. You can blame it on COVID. You've done it with everything else. Just blame it on COVID. No children allowed in.
He was at a Vegas event about a month or two ago, and he goes into a room, first of all, what only has about a dozen people in. There's two kids in the room, and Joe sees the kids and goes right to the kids. He goes right to them. I mean, he is just, honest to God, there's something mentally wrong. I mean, obviously, he's had two strokes and he has dementia, so we know there's something mentally wrong. But there's something else other wrong in his brain when it comes to the pedophilia, clearly,
right?
He's on camera all over the place sniffing people and touching children.
Right.
And he continues. One day he's out of the basement, Mike.
If it was an innocent mistake in the beginning, you just got to make sure, you're running for president, man. You just got to make sure that you don't do that again, right?
Right.
I mean,
every time they let him out. This is the only day in the last 3 weeks he's been allowed out of the house for a campaign event outside of 12 people. Here's what he says.
Young girls to dance for him.
That's right.
He was only able to come out of the basement for COVID because black women are stocking shelves.
This is a 16-second clip. 16 seconds. He has two gaffes in 16 seconds.
Cannot imagine Donald Trump saying that. Cannot imagine.
He would be, that would be, here's what Donald Trump gets to the White House and he takes off his mask, okay? And the likes of Joy Reid and these clowns in the media just absolutely lose it, Mike. They can't.
He needs to double down on themselves. His base supporters, which is what this election is going to all be about, right? This election is already over, meaning that if you don't know the difference between a socialist and Joe Biden, who wants big government, big control, and he wants you to wear a mask for the next 15 years, or Donald Trump, who wants free market capitalism and wants to get back to normal, this isn't 40 years ago where you had the Democrat Party going, we're for the working man. Right. And that, your base, right? This is going to be a base election. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine anybody, no matter how many debates they do, is going to switch, right? And the base.
I don't know. I think if people are switching, they're switching the Republican Party. You see that by the voter rolls, right?
Two to one Republican, right? Yeah. But I think most of that's already done, right? I mean, I don't think anybody's sitting in going, Joe Biden, Trump. I mean, there's very few.
I think there's a few.
Right,
you're dumb, though. I'm sorry. If you're at that point and you're going,
Very few. This is a base election. The problem is you're going to have people that don't show up for Joe Biden like they did for Obama.
Well, I hope.
Or even Hillary Clinton, right? I mean, Hillary Clinton
got
that
the first
women
woman.
Vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, woman vote. A lot of women just said, I want to vote for her because she's a woman. I think there's a lot of excitement around Joe Biden. I think it's going to be a slam dunk.
I hope so. I love the polls.
I love that we've been wasting
14
time
points.
The polls.
14 points. So is Hillary at this point, by the way.
Yeah.
Hillary's
yeah.
exact at the
Identical.
Same exact point.
Identical.
Yeah. Let me play this clip, Mike. This is the media just losing their minds. I've got like three clips here to play. This is the first one from CNN. They are just besides themselves with the fact that Trump took his mask off. He's alone on the White House steps. Nobody in sight around him, right? He's outside, right? Yeah. But somehow this virus is going to just
not
zip
like
out of
his friends
mouth.
Like our county executive here in Buffalo.
No. Well, we don't wear masks when we golf. love that. Like, we don't wear masks.
He was around his 20 buddies. By the way, the dirtbag local media can't pick that story up anywhere.
No.
They pick it up for 1 second and bury it. Right.
Bury it,
meanwhile,
yeah.
By the way, another bar where I am, Kodiak Jacks went out of business. Or I don't know if they went out of business, but they certainly closed until this garbage is all over.
Yeah, which may be forever at this point.
And my understanding is some officials went in there last week to try to fine him $5,000, and that was the end of
it. Yeah, very good. Good job, guys. Remember, I'm going to say this every week. Remember who they kept paying when they start cutting police, teachers, firefighters, and closing parks, right? When they have no more money, remember that they have time to send in inspectors and pay them overtime to go into bars and steal people's liquor license without due process, by the way. Okay, you're guilty until you can prove your innocence. That's not how America works.
Yep.
It's not how America's supposed to work.
All kinds of overtime, but they're out hanging out with their buddies.
Yeah,
friends,
no problem.
Having a fun time.
Okay, this is CNN, one of many. I got CNN, I got MSNBC, and then I got one from Chris Cuomo, who is the biggest hypocrite in the world. But here's, I'm not even sure who this is, but this is, they're just losing their minds. I love this. This is hilarious.
This is obviously different.
Takes it off.
An incorrect message.
Takes it off.
And you see him here, he takes it off, and he's getting ready for his pictures. The flags flank him.
Yeah,
right?
There's no flags ever at the White House.
This is what he did. This is the moment. This is what he produced it for. He wants the image to be, I'm strong. This virus is nothing. His tweet today, feeling better than I did.
I like that. That's a great message, by the way, because it's an honest message.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an honest message. 99.9% of people that get the virus don't die. The 0.1% that are dying, we're dying anyways. Yeah, that's the message.
Don't be afraid of COVID.
Change.
Don't let it
These
dominate your life.
These people are unreal. They literally want to shut down everything in the service industry across the country, destroy whatever they possibly can, and everybody's going to wear a mask for the next 15 years.
But this is the right message.
It is the right message.
Don't let it destroy your life. Let me play this whole clip again.
He's 74
years old. I got a phone call in the middle
of it. He's a little bit overweight, right?
Right.
And he said, you know
what?
He
still beat it.
Yeah, I beat it. And by the way, he wanted to get out of the.
The
first day.
Now, Mike, the media is saying, "Well, he gets the best care." The media, honestly, God, these people are so dumb.
They're so
I'd like
corrupt.
To see somebody just look at one of the reporters and just blink and not even answer the question.
Yeah.
Like when they asked the doctor, who's a young doctor, great answer. They asked the doctor, "Why did you take President Trump to the Walter Reed?" He just looks at him for a second, because he's the president. Of the United States. Like, honest to God. Like, are you serious? Like, is that a real question? Like, you get one chance. You're in a press conference. You should be honored to have the opportunity to be in that press pool to ask questions for the you're representing the American people. The American people, honest to gosh, want answers and want to know how their president is. And you're going to ask, why did they take him to the hospital? Is that a serious question? Don't waste time.
This is the
answers that they should be given when they ask stupid questions. That's a stupid question.
Yep.
It doesn't even deserve an answer.
Yep.
Go into the next one.
Yep.
Stupid question number two. Yep. Thank you very much. Who's got an actual question that the American people would like to have answered? Anybody here? Or are you going to ask me again about denouncing racism? Yes, I will denounce the KKK. Yeah. Okay?
right.
Before you even ask,
1,700th time. Yes.
They're just so disingenuous.
Yeah.
So many players come in. They just lose their minds over this. And then Joy reads even better. But this is an incorrect message. Wow.
And you see him here. He takes it off and he's getting ready for his pictures. The flags flank him. Right, Caitlin? This is what he did. This is the moment.
Incorrect message, but these two folks are not wearing masks.
No.
They go, it's an incorrect message.
Right. They're on TV. They're not wearing masks.
They're not wearing masks.
Of course. They're doing an interview.
Because nobody's around them.
No.
Right?
Exactly. Except for Jake Tapper, who tweeted out yesterday, I'm in the break room by myself at CNN wearing a mask because that's what adults do. Really. I just tweeted out, breaking news, Jake Tapper has the ability to drink coffee through a face mask. Amazing. Amazing.
Right.
You're by yourself in the break room. You're an idiot if you're wearing a mask.
He's probably got a hold.
You're an idiot, Jake. That's what it is. You're alone by myself because that's what adults do. No, that's what morons do,
Jake. That's what morons do.
Are you eating your lunch with a mask on as well? Is that how that works?
Right.
Genius.
No, they wear the mask. Oh, it's funny.
No.
NFL the other day, Zimmer was telling me, he's watching the NFL, right? And the NFL's got this policy where, you know, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. And so they're all forcing the coaches to wear masks even in the press box.
Yeah.
Well, there was one point where they didn't realize the cameras were on, and all of a sudden they did. They're like,
right. Well, they were talking about, you know, I was talking to my Morrison. They were just watching Fox, and they just happened to have the cameras on before the press conference started. And every single reporter in the room did not have a mask on.
Every time.
And then when the press conference started, they all put their mask on for the camera. And we just heard that other thing, and was it Pennsylvania, where she goes, I'm going to put the camera on just for theater, just for political theater.
It's for business.
Right? Remember that one? I got that too.
That's what it's all about for him.
So the next thing they say here on CNN, is there actually the right message?
You'd think, though, by the way, if you're a Democrat and you're pulling this bullshit, you'd think at some point you'd say, I don't want to live like that. I mean, you know it. If you're not showing up with a mask.
Well, they don't want to live like that, Mike, but they want to tell everybody else how they should live. Yeah. See, that's the difference. See, is they'll, like Mark Poloncarz, we don't wear a mask when we golf.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why not?
I don't wear a mask when Nancy Pelosi gets her hair done.
No.
I don't wear a mask when I fly to Georgia and see other people, right?
No, no.
So it doesn't affect them. What they want is they want everybody else to change their life.
Not when you protest. If you're smashing windows and stealing Nike sneakers, you don't need a mask.
No, they want everybody else to change their lifestyle. Yeah. I'm telling you, I have a neighbor that's like this, right? Oh, well, nobody else is taking advantage of this, so I might as well, right?
Store's open now.
I see. All right. So let me play this clip, because the next thing that she says in a CNN clip is actually the right message. It is the right message, right? This is what Americans need to see. They need to see their leader, their president, that the majority of the country elected. Don't tell me it wasn't a majority. Bullshit, right?
Yep.
He won in an electoral landslide, and if it wasn't for stuffing the ballots in places like Philadelphia, right, I'm sure he would have won the popular vote too. So yes, saying that this is not going to kill you, we need to live our lives and we need to move on, is actually the right message. It really is.
And by the way, we've elected him because he was strong.
Yes, exactly. Right?
We elected him because he was a big, strong figure, and we needed somebody to actually lead America.
Right.
So absolutely, it's the right message.
Yep.
Let's play the video.
He produced it for. He wants the image to be, I'm strong, this virus is nothing. His tweet today, feeling better than I did 20 years ago. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life.
Nice.
There he is. This is the image he
wants.
There
he is.
Yep.
Yeah, and let us remind viewers now that the president is on steroids and a drug that fewer than 10 people.
We thought it would
take him out. Let us remind you now.
How great would that have been if he was on his deathbed for them? They would have loved
that. They would
love
that. But this is the best holiday pivot. Let us remind you now that the president of the United States has the best medical care in the world, and you don't have Obamacare anymore.
The same exact medical care that every single person.
Let me ask
by the way, if you have no insurance, if you have zero insurance, and you walk into any emergency room across the country,
you're going to get treated.
The same exact care that he just got.
But Mike, let me ask you something. Who passed the right to try bill? That gives you the opportunity to try experimental drugs. Was that Obama or was that President Trump?
That was
President Trump.
That's President
which
Trump.
Which states, which governors were blocking pharmacies from prescribing hydroxychloroquine That would be New York,
Democrat,
Nevada, Ohio. Remember the Ohio health inspector, who's a Democrat, came out and said, absolutely, under no circumstances are pharmacies allowed to dispense hydroxychloroquine. And the actual doctors went nuts. Like, how dare you tell us what we can and cannot prescribe? We'll make that decision. Thank you very much. We have our medical degrees. Thank you very much. We know how to treat our patients. Thank you very much. And the very next day she backed down, right? But that wasn't Trump that blocked that. That was Democrats that prevented you from getting these drugs, right?
Like any reporting, just any report.
Any.
ABC.
Any.
NBC. I mean, just once.
Any honesty whatsoever, Mike.
Tell the American people the truth.
Just a smidgen of truth. It's unbelievable. Let me play some more of this clip. This will blow your mind.
Outside of clinical trials have gotten inside the United States to deal with coronavirus. He had a level of treatment and a level of care that most Americans would not get.
Of course.
He is the president,
the president
of the United States.
Nothing different, Glenn. They put him on the same meds that we've had. We've had plenty of clients that have already gone through COVID.
He should have stayed on hydroxychloroquine.
The same exact meds.
He might not have gotten it.
Same exact meds. Again, not to sound like a broken record, in the beginning, we treated this virus very wrong. We treated it with ventilators. That was not the right way to do it. Once they realized how to treat it, now we know there's a 99.9% chance that if you walk in with COVID, you're going to be absolutely fine within a day or two. Yep. And by the way, this is the first time, by the way, I've seen the president say, don't be afraid of COVID.
Yeah, this is the right message.
Exactly. That should have been the message 3 months ago.
That's right.
I was begging for that. I'm like, look, nobody's dying of this. Get a set of balls and tell the people the truth.
Exactly.
Even in the debate, I said this the other day. Joe Biden says 200,000 people died of COVID. Joe, stop lying and scaring the American people. 12,000 people died of COVID. Do those lives matter? Yes. Would those people have died anyways? You bet your ass they would have died anyways. They had pre-existing conditions and were 90-something plus years old. And by the way, we lose all kinds of people every year to pneumonia, bronchitis, the flu.
Car
way, way, way more than COVID. This has to stop. But unless the spineless Republicans change the message and start fighting and taking off the mask, they'll just continue to run with it. They're winning. They're winning the,
well,
the
interestingly,
social media baddie out.
Interestingly enough, right, they claim it's Trump's fault for having a super spreader event because nobody wore masks.
Yeah.
And yet places – here's the thing, and the Democrats have figured this out.
Well, here's the thing.
Right? So the media has figured this out, right? They have figured out how to just totally twist this.
Yep.
If in New York City they're seeing a spike in cases – while they're wearing masks, the media argument is, well, it's because too many people aren't following the rules, right? And yet, if the numbers don't go up in an area, they'll say, see, it's because New York is following the rules and wearing masks.
Right.
You cannot win. The media will twist the narrative no matter what happens. Look, if any sane person with common sense would say, it seems to me, whether it's the event in the White House, or it's John Lewis's funeral, or it's a protest in the street, or it's New York City schools, or whatever hotspot's going on, Wisconsin now, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of correlation. And in finance, we look at correlations, right?
Yep.
Things that move together.
Real easy, by
it
the way.
It doesn't seem
class.
As if
Very
there's a
easy.
Correlation here
yeah.
between wearing masks and not wearing masks. But yeah. anyway,
locking
let me play
down
more of this.
Not wearing down.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Doesn't
what
seem to matter.
Sweden doing
in fact, it actually seems
else.
To be the opposite. It seems to be worse, right?
100%
seems to be
opposite.
A negative correlation. What
100%
would we call that,
the
right?
opposite, right? Let how me, could how could there be an explosion in New York City again when
right.
we've been locked down for months?
Right?
Shouldn't this be over?
Exactly.
Shouldn't it be over there?
Well, New York, he's did such a good job, Mike. I mean, Cuomo's been out there saying how great of a job he's done.
They're going to find people.
How could that be?
The social distancing police have been all over the streets.
How could that be?
How could it be back?
Yeah, I don't know.
How could
it's
it be
amazing.
Back? Yet the death rate in Florida is going like this, like a ski slope.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let me play more CNN because this is gold. This stuff. This really is just comedic gold. It's unreal.
It's priceless.
CNN. You don't have to even edit anything. It just here
no.
it is.
Let's play it.
This is just great.
I'm just letting everyone know, Sanjay, this is a few moments ago, the other side of the helicopter. Everyone, you saw it land. The cameras were on the other side. This is him getting off as he walks up those stairs. So, Sanjay, keep going. This is where he has the mask on, right, as he goes to the... passes the press, doesn't take questions, and is going to head up those stairs.
Oh, how dare
stairs.
He?
Oh.
Doesn't take questions.
Right.
No, if he stopped for
so
questions,
he heads
they would
up the
land
stairs, and
that.
Then when he gets to the top of the stairs is when he takes his mask off. And, you know, if he's going to go inside the residence, I mean, maybe that's where he's going to isolate. I don't know. But at that point, Caitlin was raising this issue. At that point, if anybody comes in contact with him, they need to be in personal protective equipment. I mean, if he was in the hospital still, whenever the doctors went to go see him.
These people are nuts.
These people are
Let
crazy.
Let me remind you, way early on, the Monday after Easter, we had somebody in our office that the next day went to the hospital that had, you know, raging COVID, sadly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They put him on a ventilator, and he's still actually struggling a little bit. He's
yeah,
still
because of the ventilator, by the way.
I think,
the
yeah.
People,
I think
if you study,
because,
by the way, if you study the cases, which I've done,
yeah.
the people that were put on ventilators, which is the wrong way to treat this,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not blaming
it. It was early on, though. That was early.
Nobody knew. But the ventilators actually did more damage than good. And many people who were put on ventilators in the beginning were actually... Actually, by the way, that's a big reason why we didn't end up using a lot of them, because the doctors
right.
figured this out
they
real
figured
quick.
Figured it out early, yeah.
Okay,
not
we,
working.
That's wonderful that we have a 500,000 ventilators. Guess what? Not the way to treat it, right?
Exactly. So anyway, nobody else in our office got sick. That was the point of that. So we've had come in contact.
Yeah, but
and
by the way,
nobody
2 years
died,
ago,
right?
we had a lot of people that came in with the flu, clients with the flu.
Yep.
Some people got it. Some people didn't, right? 50,000 or 80,000 people across the country lost their life to the flu 2 years ago. We didn't crush everybody. We didn't kill millions of people through starvation and anxiety and suicide and drug overdoses and alcoholism.
Let me play this next clip from CNN. This is Chris Cuomo. He's the biggest hypocrite in the world. And this is just really unbelievable to me. I just want to remind everybody that Chris Cuomo, as he's lecturing everybody here, had left his basement, right?
Yeah, caught on the streets.
He was quarantined in his basement. He wanted to go out to see a building lot that he and his family had purchased. We would have never known had he not gotten into an argument with a bicyclist because everybody knew he had COVID because he made a big deal out of it. Now here's Chris Cuomo lecturing the world on how bad the president is. It's unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
As if his episode never happened, right,
no,
Fredo?
It doesn't.
Never
it
happened.
Doesn't. It doesn't.
It's amazing. it.
Zero journalism, by the way.
No, none.
But by the way, this is who was the guy from NBC or CBS saying, "Well, you know, is this the this should not be the message that should go out to America?" Who are you?
Right.
Aren't you a journalist?
Right.
Aren't you supposed to report what's happening?
That's right.
And not have an opinion to this?
Right.
And just say, look, I'm a journalist. I'm reporting. Here's where the let everybody else make the decision. But it's not your job as a journalist to say, this is the wrong message for America.
Well, because they want
an opinion. You want to do an opinion talk show like we do? Totally different. Right?
Because they want the message to be hide in your basement. They want the message to be fearful, stay home, be scared.
Right.
Because scared people are easily to control, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. The more they can scare you, the more they can freak you out, the more they can make you as paranoid as possible, the more control they have over every aspect of your life. Think about it. If they told you to wear a tinfoil hat on your head, everybody would be out there right now. Half the population would be wearing tinfoil hats on their heads. No science, by the way. And here's the thing. We talked about, you know, every year we talk about the pork book and how much they waste money. You know, they talk about, I see these signs, make sure you wash your hands for 20 seconds. Do you know that there's no actual science on if washing your hands for 20 seconds is the right number? Maybe it's 30 seconds. Maybe it's 10 seconds. I want to remind everybody that here's the things that we have studied. We have funded which part of your body bee stings hurt the most, right? I think we probably could guess, right? I don't think we need a study for that.
That was a seven-figure study.
Seven-figure study.
We didn't spend $50 on that study. That was a seven-figure study.
We've studied shrimp on a treadmill, right? Remember that? Remember a couple years ago, we gave cocaine to parakeets to see if it makes them frisky. Remember that?
The study
remember that? That was a good study. That's going to advance humanity, right? What a joke.
What about the one with if or why lesbians are heavier?
Right.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, why are gay men thin and lesbians fat? That was an honest-to-God study. I'm not saying that's the truth. I'm saying that was the study
that
they funded. Now, here's what they haven't funded. They haven't funded if masks are actually usable or successful, right?
Now, difference. By the way, we have still, by the way, and online this has exploded. We have found 26 studies that say in an emergency room, the masks are actually more harmful than good because here's what people go, how could that be, right? And even the studies with COVID that we have pointed out, we haven't found a reverse study.
We could be doing studies right now.
But here's what people do, Glenn. Here's what they do. They touch their stuff.
Yeah, of course. And they do this.
They
touch their mask. Yeah,
and then they touch their mask. So let's say COVID is on here. Now I touch my mask.
Yep.
Better yet, I touch this. I grab my mask from my floor on my car.
Yeah.
Then I grab it. I touch it, and I put the COVID on my mask, and then I put it on my face.
And then I'm going to keep it there.
And then I breathe it in for 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And then I wonder, I can't believe I caught COVID because I was so sick.
But wouldn't these be good things to study? I mean, if you're going to study anything, wouldn't like washing your hands and then studying how much bacteria is on your hands afterwards be a good study? So, I mean, that would be good for us, right?
That would be something
we'd want to know.
Not only how much bacteria is on your hands, but again, and I've been pounding the table on this, all this stuff, by the way, that's how you build a healthy immune system.
Yeah.
You do not wash your hands and wash your body every single day, and then get yourself into a plastic ball and walk around and see how healthy your immune system is.
But why not study this stuff? So the Washington Times or Seattle Times came out and said, well, you couldn't possibly study this because you'd have to have volunteers that would be willing to get the COVID. I guarantee you, every kid that's going to a bar in college is obviously volunteering to get COVID, right?
I think that's what's happening.
Why not do it?
Well,
of course.
Right?
Exactly.
You're putting COVID into your system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People are trying the vaccine. Why not do a medical? Exactly. Yeah. That's a great point. People are signing up. That's why it's a volunteer.
Yeah.
They volunteer. Now, I read one study, by the way.
These guys are getting paid.
That's fine. Yes. I read one study, though. They gave the injection of the vaccine to one patient, and he developed headache, fever, trouble breathing, all the symptoms of COVID.
Yeah.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah. Right.
Like, where do I get on the list? Like, come on.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think some of these people get paid, and I think one day of fevers for $20,000.
But that's fine. But I'd rather pay for that than pay for somebody to study if giving cocaine to parakeets makes them, whatever, right? It's a joke, right? The stuff that they have studied is ridiculous, right?
Yep.
And yet the stuff that we should be studying, like how long you should wash your hands, which is actually probably good science, they just make it up. They just totally made it up, right?
Yeah.
This is what happens, by the way, folks. Why we preach for smaller government? Because when the big bureaucracy has this much trillions of dollars they throw around, and everybody's got their hand in the trough, or I should say their face in the trough, right? From college university professors, right, to college university administrators, to doctors, everyone's got their face in the trough of the government largesse.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't need any government money for these studies. I was listening to a press conference from one of the representatives of Pfizer, and he was pretty determined that we're not going to have this big second wave. And I would trust Pfizer or one of their folks, because there's money on the line, right?
Sorry.
So they're paying this gentleman or this team to say, look, you need to help us predict this, because if you predict it wrong, it's going to cost us money. Now, a government agency, they don't care. The average COVID model was off 96%.
Well, because they could be wrong. There's no consequences.
The average COVID model was off 96%. Nobody's questioning them. The mainstream media doesn't question them. There's no journalism left, right?
No.
The government agencies, they don't care. It's not like they go back and go, hey, just so you know, you were 96% off. We're probably going to fire you.
They'll go right back to the universities.
For the next crisis, they'll go right back to the University
of Washington and say, what do your models show us?
Yeah.
You know, let's go to the East Anglia College in London and find out what their models say.
You were 98% off. Why would you do that? 95% off. You were 96% off. Hey, let's go right back to a new study. We got another $1 trillion.
Let's see what they have to say this time, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know.
By the way, hurricane season's pretty much over now, or almost over. This was supposed to be one of the most explosive hurricane seasons, one of the most damaging. They were talking about billions and billions of dollars of damage to places like Florida, because the seawater, because of global warming, was the warmest.
You know that that's fake, because Barack Obama bought a mansion on the water, right?
Right.
You know that they don't even believe it. They go back to these universities.
We got to start monitoring that at the beginning of the year. Get the numbers. Just save all the clips we're watching, because we do. We have an office down in South Florida. So I watched, I listened to it, and we actually laughed. We're like, okay, good, because they're predicting a heavy season this
year.
Usually means nothing will hit. Yeah. Sure enough, nothing is hit.
Mike, they go back to these universities because they know that these college professors will cook the books in a way that is, if they went back to the University of East Anglia, they went back to the University of Washington, and they said, well, our models only show 50,000 deaths, they'd throw that out, right?
Yeah.
In fact, government bureaucrats in Washington State have actually tried to commission and have professors at Stanford to write a study that fits the narrative for their minimum wage. Remember that?
Yeah.
They went back and said, listen, I need you to write a study that shows that minimum wage doesn't actually cost jobs. And they went and they did the study. They came back and said, we'll just forget that study. They couldn't do it, right?
Well, and by the way, in the investment world, we see this sometimes. It's called hypothetical rates of return, right?
Yeah.
Hypothetically... Right. This is what would happen. So they go back and hypothetically say, we would have done this, we would have done that, we would have done this. And if we do that again over the next 5 and 10 and 20 years, here's what your rate of return is going to be. And you know what? It never works.
It never works,
right? So that's what they do. They hypothetically study these things and they say, well, hypothetically, here's what we think it's going to be. At least 2 million people are going to die of COVID. And then when they don't, we just throw the study out.
Just throw it out and go back to them, because it fits their narrative. So they can give them the narrative that they want.
By the way, that should be the headline news at ABC, NBC every week. Hey, let's go back and look at the models. Let's go back and look at, hey, remember 2 million people are going to die?
There's no history here.
The story from the CDC should be a number one news-breaking story every day. The numbers should change right now from 200,000 people died to 12,000 people died. Because that's what's actually died of COVID. That's what should be reported.
They'll never report that. That doesn't fit the narrative.
They can't do it.
We said a long time ago, what could they do to get Trump off the campaign trail, out of rallies, right? Not able to get out in front of people that's so good. How do we keep his supporters from doing things like, you know, the Club 45 meetings and things like that they're doing in Florida and places like that? Yep. How can we keep Biden off the campaign trail
as well?
Because God forbid he opens his mouth. Every time he does, he says something stupid or he hits on children. That's just disgusting, right?
Yep.
Virus.
And they've accomplished that. And the Republican, spineless Republicans have
go right along with it. They
for
roll
months
right over.
I've been saying
I think half of them are guilty too, Mike.
Absolutely.
They need to stall. The FBI now, I'm gonna get back to this clip, I promise, but the FBI now is refusing to testify, right? So McCabe has said, I'm not going to testify. I think it was McCabe in person, because all of the Republicans have COVID, so I'm not going to testify. They go, okay, well, we'll testify virtually. No, I'm not doing that either, right?
Yeah.
So what the Democrats want to do, folks, and what the FBI executives, the upper level of the FBI wants to do, is they want to stall as long as possible people in the hopes that Biden gets elected so they can cover up their crimes. And honestly, half of the Republicans are just as guilty as the Democrats. And when I'm talking about crimes, I'm talking about Jeffrey Epstein. I'm talking about Harvey Weinstein. I'm talking about Anthony Weiner, Bill Clinton. Right? I'm talking about a major pedophilia ring that clearly is going on in this country with on the Democrat side, or at least sexual abuse in general, human trafficking, whatever you want to call it, right? I'm not calling it Pizzagate or anything. I'm just saying when you start to connect the dots, folks, you can't say here's a huge list. Just like with the suicides. Nobody has 45 friends that committed suicide, Hillary. Right. Nobody does, right? Nobody has that many friends that got into one car crashes that died. Nobody has that many friends that went down in single engine or single small aircraft crashes, right? It
or
doesn't
suicide.
Happen.
Or six gunshot wounds to the back of your head.
All right, let me play a few more clips here because I got some doozies. I don't
know
how
he pulled it off. That was pretty amazing.
I know, really amazing. All right, this is Chris Cuomo and probably wins the Hypocrite of the Year award. This is really just stunning.
Majestically reshooting the scene for his own ad. I hold rallies and I tell you to ignore masks and I rip mine off as I vanquish the virus because I am a leader. Fear not, COVID. What a bunch of bullshit.
First of all, is CNN going to fine him for saying bullshit on the air? I don't know.
It wasn't bullshit when he was caught out after he played his little game.
He came out. Talk about theater. You came out of the basement as if you'd been down there for 2 weeks. Come on.
Unshaven, you know. Like,
it's been brutal.
Holy
cow. Weren't you out last week getting in a fight with a biker?
He opens the basement door. The sun hits him. Like, oh my gosh.
My eyes. I haven't seen the sun in 2 weeks. You were down the street the other day looking at an empty lot. What was that?
We just saw you out.
Yeah, you're on camera.
No, nothing to see here.
No, that wasn't me. What a joke.
They are total dirtbags. They are Mark Poland cars like. Every one of these Democrats have destroyed businesses. They want to continue with the scare tactics, and they're out hanging out with their friends and their buddies, and they're not paying any attention. They could care less. And by the way, they know they can get away with it, right? Mark Poland cars, by the way, the county executive here in Buffalo, Western New York, should have been fired. That day, they should have said, step down. You should be ashamed of yourself. And nobody cares. They don't care.
No.
They don't care. We put together some good videos. People shared it. Go to our Facebook page, by the way, if you want to check out some of that stuff. Follow us on Twitter. We post a lot of that stuff. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. But it just doesn't go anywhere. They could care less. I'm so sick of hearing, this time around, we're going to put Hillary in jail. No, we're not.
No.
It's not going to happen.
It should.
It's just
it's
not going to happen.
No,
should
there's
it?
Definitely,
absolutely,
there's,
of course. It should.
There's
should
two,
Obama be in jail? Yes, he should.
Well, everything. You know. I think that's the thing here, right? So Durham and Bill Barr are basically saying, "Wow, we don't want to release the findings until after the election because
of course not.
They
of course
don't
not.
Want to point the finger at Obama. All roads lead back to Obama
and
Biden and Hillary and everybody in Washington is literally fear for their lives. That literally, if Bill Barr brings something against Hillary Clinton, there's probably an 80% chance that Hillary has an attempt on his life. Right? Yeah. Disappearing, falling off a cliff, getting in a car accident, having a heart attack. They
the
like
cameras
that a lot.
In the prison cell all went dead at one time. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
And what happened to the guards? Well, there were replacement guards there.
I mean, seriously, folks, think about that. The cameras didn't work miraculously. The guards were replaced with substitutes. They removed the cellmate the day of.
That's right.
I mean,
his jail cell was unlocked.
If you were watching a movie and all these things were having you be like, oh, come on, this movie is so fake, it's ridiculous, right?
It's too fake.
Right?
Yeah.
You'd be like,
right.
No way.
Right.
No way.
It happened. Come on.
But it did.
Turn it
supposedly.
Off. No way.
Let me play this last clip and then we'll close out the show.
We'll wrap it up.
This really makes me happy to hear these liberals' heads just explode. This is Joy Reid. Honestly, the fact that they even keep her on MSNBC, she doesn't belong on anything. Like, she shouldn't even. This woman is absolute trash. I don't know what else to say. She is so phony and ridiculous. It's just unbelievable. But it's just her meltdown here is just epic. Just epic. I love it. I'm sure to play a commercial for
I want to echo. I think what can only be described as the shock. I think that we all feel. There are moments in this job when you realize that you're witnessing some of the great horrors of history. This is a president who was just hospitalized for an intensely contagious disease. He is still highly contagious.
Is he?
Highly contagious. And the first thing we saw when Donald Trump returned to the White House, and this after spending He was at Walter Reed for 3 days, potentially with pneumonia related to COVID-19. He comes back to the White House, and the first thing that we saw him do after we saw the camera lights come on, because he's clearly shooting an advertisement, a video, a propaganda piece, whatever it is he's doing right now, the first thing he did was to take off his mask. He took off his mask.
No!
A highly infectious person standing there surrounded by many other people, presumably production people.
There's nobody.
Potentially staff people.
There's a picture. She's describing the picture of him. There is not a single soul within 60 feet of him in this photograph. Okay. Yeah. Look at this.
Can't help
right here. Right here.
Look at it. Just cannot help themselves, Glenn. But again, every these mental midgets that support these folks, they just look.
What did she say? One of the most tragic. What did she say?
Tragic.
One of the most.
Play that again.
What did she say?
That should be an opening.
What was that?
By the way, that should be an opening to our radio show.
Right. not the fact that they just rescued like 30 kids from Georgia.
Sex slave,
right. No. That was one of the major horrors of history. Not the Holocaust.
9/11.
No, not 9/11. No. Trump took his mask off
to walk in his house
with nobody within 50 feet of
him. They're pretty desperate.
These people are the broken mentally. They're
mentally shot. But I'll tell you what, again, if the Republican Party had a spine 4 months ago, this stuff would be over. It would be over. The message that the financial guys nailed from day one is high case count, very low deaths.
Yeah,
high
that's what Dr.
count,
Erickson said. He
very
nailed
low
it.
Deaths.
He
high
nailed
case
it.
Count, very low deaths.
Yeah.
The masks are hurting you. Hiding in your house is hurting you. We've been right the whole time, right? But the spineless Republican Party continues to wear their mask, and you know they're like half-heartedly at it. Either you're going to support this and say wear the damn mask every day, or just get it over with.
Right.
End it.
Well,
they can't do that.
But the thing is, I want to just look at the facts and the science, because that's what people like Cuomo constantly say. When you look at places like Sweden, they didn't overwhelm the health system. The kids are back in school.
Yep.
They're not wearing masks. And it just basically they said, well, we may have a higher death toll now, but we figured we'll get it out of the way within the next 30 days. Now we can move on with our lives so we don't destroy our economy.
Now it's
Holland
way less.
Did the same thing.
Now
Denmark.
It's way less, Glenn. Now the death toll is going to zero there,
the death,
right?
Well,
we're still supposedly losing people, but we're going to lose all kinds of more people from suicide, depression, anxiety, drug overdoses.
Well, to that point, though, Mike, the initially their death rate per million was higher. Because they didn't mask and lock down, and they let it just make sure they didn't overwhelm the healthcare system like we should have done. But now their death rate is actually lower than a lot of spots. And again, I'll point out Peru, which Governor DeSantis did in Florida, which had draconian lockdowns from the very get-go in March all the way through the middle of July under threat of military force, mask mandate when you step out of your home, much like Joe Biden wants to do, by the way, a 4% mortality rate. 4%.
Now,
4% is kind of scary. 4% is a high mortality rate.
Yeah.
Like 4% is like, okay, you know, out of every 100 people, you know, 4 are going to die. That's not huge, but it's still
a
lot.
Look at those two studies and say, okay, clearly it didn't work. And by the way, New York City did the same thing, right? Locked down everything. There was nowhere to go. And we know that didn't work because they've got the worst numbers in the country, right? Had it worked, don't tell me, by the way, Florida is full of elderly people. Did anybody not know that? When we look at the deaths, there's way more people there and way more elderly people in Florida than I think anywhere else in the country. So if we should have lost 35,000 or 50,000 people anywhere, it should have been the state of Florida.
We got to mention Cuomo before we go, because talking about tyrants, I mean, talk about somebody who just doesn't care. And again, the media lets them get away with it. He's such a disgrace. It's unbelievable. He's out there now saying, if you Jewish folks decide to go to your synagogue, I'm going to shut you down and come after you. Never mentions the mosques. Never mentions the mosque.
Oh,
right?
Can't do that.
No problem whatsoever. Then he comes out and he says, well, I'm shutting down these schools tomorrow, and that's the way it's going to be. Thanks. I'm sure the parents love that, right? They're calling into their employees, or they're calling into work going, I'm sorry, but now I have a one-day notice. He gives a press conference that tomorrow these are shut down. Imagine if you're a parent. These poor parents. A lot of them single parents, by the way. These poor parents have got to be beside themselves.
We need to start rebelling and stop paying our school taxes. That's what needs to go.
Absolutely.
By the way, you want to do this half-assed approach at school? I don't want it anymore. I want school choice. I'm done. Right.
Well, this is an opportunity for school choice.
My body, my choice. Remember that one?
Yes.
You wear a mask, by the way. If the masks work, I'm not going to spit through your mask. You'll be just fine.
Right.
You wear a mask anywhere you want to. My body, my choice.
This is a huge opportunity.
My body, my choice.
Huge opportunity. You know, to push school choice. Huge opportunity for the Republicans. Again, where are you guys? And, you know, it can't all be Trump, guys. Here's the thing. It can't be Trump. Where are the rest of you folks?
Right.
Where are you? You know, sharing and echoing his sentiment, right?
By the way,
you should be out there on the campaign trail as much as
Western
he is.
Western New York, there's one Republican, Dave DiPietro.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it.
One Republican that has stepped up and called bullshit on this.
Yep.
One Republican. Where are the rest of them? They're not even doing press conferences. Where's Jacobs? Right? Where is he?
Jacobs is going to spend his way into the Congress. That's what he's doing.
Where are you saying how ridiculous this is, right?
No.
How businesses are getting slammed, how the drug overdoses are up 42%, how alcoholism abuse is up, child abuse is up, right? Millions of people are going to starve around the world and nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found.
Whoa. So Governor Cuomo closes hundreds of New York City schools today. That was yesterday he announced this. He singles out the Jewish community. He says, what did he say about Jewish community? Let me actually play a little bit of this clip because he's just really... Well,
so apparently, COVID doesn't spread in a mosque, just in a Jewish community.
No, well, he wouldn't dare mention anything. It's obvious.
And I know
that
the Catholic Church is a hotbed for COVID. The Catholic Church,
clearly.
Boy, you want to walk into a church, but again, if you want to protest and smash some windows,
that doesn't
seem to be a problem, right? I mean, de Blasio said he supports his daughter for doing that, but
She's a real winner, that one.
Yeah. When are the churches going to back? When are we going to get a backbone?
Right. When are they going to stand up and say I'm opening?
Churches together. Let's get the Catholic Church together. Open up. Open up. I assure you, if Mike and Glenn owned a church, we would be open. If we owned a restaurant, we would be open. If I owned a gym, it would be open.
Yep.
Right? It would be open. Yep. Where are you, folks? Did you not see the cinemas across the country just went bankrupt? You're next. The monster is coming for you next.
Right. Right. Yeah. And no one's exempt when they shut everything down. Right. That's the way it is.
Right.
This is Cuomo's press conference yesterday. I'm just going to play just a couple clips of this, but I don't have it broken down the way I should. So we'll see what happens.
Why do you think Mayor de Blasio has not been able to pull the trigger on enforcing these things?
You'd have to ask the mayor.
But I'm asking you.
I know you are asking me, and that's why I am saying you have to ask the mayor. Look, I think it's not just a New York City issue. It's local governments, plus or minus. Some are very aggressive, by the way, and do a great job.
Yeah,
but
like Poland Cars, Erie County, doing a great job. Mm.
And
destroying businesses.
That's
nice
why
work.
I had to do the bar and restaurant test course.
What's the measure of success here, by the way, Mike? What's the measure of success?
I don't know.
Is it how many
COVID
businesses
now?
We can destroy? Are we trying to get to reverse like negative COVID? What are we looking for, guys? Can somebody ask Governor Cuomo that question? Why do you think de Blasio has not been able to be more aggressive in New York with fining people and crushing businesses? That's the genius question from the media that they ask.
We're at an infection rate of what, 1.something%?
Why not ask
99.8% cure rate, and they're still acting like there is HIV floating through the air without a cure?
How about you ask this question, Governor Cuomo? What number would you feel comfortable with before we're actually allowed to go back and live our lives normally? Zero? Is it no one?
Negative?
That's a legitimate question. I think a lot of people in New York would like to know that question. Governor Cuomo, can you set a metric? Is it never? Governor Cuomo, can you set a metric that we're going to be measuring schools by to determine if they're able to stay open or not? No, they don't ask those questions. Why do you think Mayor de Blasio has been unable to be more aggressive? It's not just de Blasio's fault, Cuomo answers. It's every local government. Some local governments are doing better than others. I, of course, at the state level, my decrees are spot on, like putting people in nursing homes. Oh, that never actually happened.
Never happened, he says.
And the media lets him get away with the, that never happened.
Yeah.
That never happened, he says. He's unreal.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It's a shame.
But I'll tell you what.
Poor people in New York.
They're controlling these people. These mental midgets have been controlled. The sheep have been controlled. You look at the school districts, and there's a lot of good folks in the school districts, a lot of good conservative teachers with a brain. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of administrators who are hiding in the basement thinking that
they need to be fired. They're useless, these people.
They do need to be fired.
They don't even do anything. Fire them.
They are 100% guilty of rolling out his agenda.
Listen.
And playing his bullshit. And when, that's he knows, by the way, he's controlled them. And I said this last week at the podcast. I have no idea why the hell we're paying anybody.
You know what they'll do?
We've got superintendents in the New York school districts that are going, Andrew, what can I do? Okay.
Right.
Why are we paying you? Just let Andrew run the school.
Right.
Let him run the school and we can save $250,000 on each administrator.
They'll cut the favorite math teacher, but they'll keep the administrator.
They'll cut
the favorite English teacher, but they'll keep the guidance counselor who doesn't see anybody or do anything.
Right.
They'll cut that teacher that's a true mentor to their students that really cares about her kids.
That guidance counselor.
They won't cut the extra fat. They won't do it.
That guidance counselor might mentor somebody who can show up at a crime scene in the future.
No, they won't, and
be part of the police department, so that way we can talk somebody off of the ledge as opposed to going in and tackling them before they kill
Who's signing up for that job, by the way?
Who's signing up
for that? I went to school to make $60,000 a year as a counselor so you could have me go in the door first?
That was what Joe Biden said, and the no-knock raid?
Are you insane?
Are you going to
bring me to the hostage crisis and send me in first? Oh, I don't think so. That would be my answer.
You leave your guns back there. I'll go in and talk to this guy. He's mentally ill. I got a degree.
Where are you going to find these people to volunteer for this? Where are you going to find these people? Seriously.
I can't wait to see it.
You know what I feel bad for, Mike? I feel bad for these parents in New York City that have to try to put food on the table, try to keep their jobs, try to get their kids educated. Well, you know, we have a 100% uptick in shootings in New York City, 100% uptick in violent crime. We shouldn't be shutting down schools. We should be pushing school choice.
Think about the conservative folks that want to get out of the city but are not going to be able to get their property value back, right? And that is going to be a huge problem. You've got 14,000 vacant properties now.
Yeah.
More and more people leaving the city.
In droves.
Watch the rents go way. They're already going way down.
Yeah.
We already see that in San Francisco.
Big decline.
We see them in the liberal cities. The bigger problem, though, is going to be these people that want to get out that can't because they can't get their money back. We saw it happen in the city of Buffalo.
Yeah.
You say, how do these people get stuck? Well, it's because they paid $80,000 for a home and it's worth $10,000 now.
Right. It's underwater.
And they don't have the resources to just go, $70,000, I'm out, right? So they live in these decrepit neighborhoods. It's really sad.
It is sad.
We'll wrap it up here. By the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit the bell. And, you know, folks, we got to get this conservative message out there. Please share us. Please share our content and continue to fight and get the message out as much as possible. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, thefinancialguys.com. We do manage money. Offices in Buffalo, New York, Rochester, and down in South Florida. And maybe a new Batavia office, too, if you're out in the western New York area. So use us as a resource, thefinancialguys.com. We'll see you next week. God bless.